Sorry about that slight delay as we just pass the microphone one to another. I just want to say before I get going, I'm really thankful to come to this fellowship this morning. It's great to be part of you and to have known your love and support and prayers for us. We've had quite a difficult Christmas, some of you will know. My mother-in-law broke her arm, and in the process of breaking her arm, I won't go into too much detail, but she required a skin graft. She was in hospital all over Christmas for 3 weeks. She's just come out now, so she's at home now, and my brother-in-law's with her, got some carers in place. But you can imagine what our Christmas has been like. Well, perhaps you can't imagine what our Christmas has been like, but on a hospital ward where with nothing actually working quite right because it was Christmas. So, in such times, you know more about those people that love and care for you and pray for you and support you. And we've really sensed that through that time, so thank you for that. So I'm talking about Thanksgiving, but I want to start by looking back over the last year and think about some of the things we might be thankful for. So in the last year, we've seen youth services with contributions from the youth band. We've had Churches Together prayer tent at the village carnival. We've also worked together with the other churches to offer every household in Burwell the opportunity to be prayed for. We've done joint Bible studies with the other churches and used the materials from the London Institute for Contemporary Christianity, Life on the Front Line. The aim was to inspire believers to recognise that God had given each of us a unique group of people with whom to share our life and our faith. A team led Holiday at Home for the older people in the summer, and we followed that up with some events just before Christmas. We had a successful Church Away Day, discovering our motivational gifts, and we've had some people using new gifts and others exercising their gifts with greater boldness. I think invitations being a key theme over the year, so we've had a number of opportunities to invite people to church and to social events. We've had the men's breakfast and even a book launch, thanks to David Martin. We've had missionary visits from Alan and Megan Barker from BMS Nepal, Jen and Richard Magretz from Wycliffe, Stephen Kay from Tear Fund, and David Quinn from Asia Link. There have been sad times during the year. We were saddened by the loss of Eric Jacobs, a long-standing member of the church, and others of us have lost loved ones during the year. But we've also welcomed new members and witnessed the baptisms of Ingeborg and Sarah during the year. There have been changes in leadership, with Pete Roberts standing down and Barry being appointed as an elder, and Trevor Wick being appointed as a deacon. As we've gone through the deacons' meetings, we've looked at the finances through the year and just been amazed how God has met all of our needs through his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. It's been a real testimony to God at work amongst us. So at such a time, it's important for us to stop and give thanks. It's often easier, or at least I often find it easier, to recall those things that we wish were different or not like they used to be, but we're called to be a thankful people. It seems to me that there are really only two options. We either go through life with an expectation of rights and privileges that we think we should get, and we are resentful when we don't get those things, or we recognize that what we deserve is death on a cross. Everything that we get, other than that, is given by God's grace. When that clicks, we're grateful, we're thankful. With mother-in-law breaking her arm, she very quickly became aware of how much you use your arm and how difficult it is in life to cope with only one arm. Simple things like washing become very difficult. But how often do we stop during the day and think, oh, so grateful I've got both arms to do this? Well, maybe Phyllis does occasionally think it would be better to have this arm working a bit better. But it just reminds you, doesn't it? And you know, we can't go through every moment of the day thinking, oh, I'm grateful for my eyes and my ears, and you know, but just to think, everything that we do, every breath that we have, is actually about a gift from God. And if we nurture that gratitude rather than the resentment of the little things that we wish were there and aren't, then we're fulfilling that call to be a thankful people. We heard in Psalm 100, shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. What I'd like to just draw out of that is that we're not primarily called to be thankful because of the good things that God's done. The psalm tells us that the first reason that we should thank God is that he is God. Just need to pause for a moment for that to sink in. The prime reason that we're thankful is that the God who is God is God. Jesus Christ is the absolute revelation of who God is. Aren't you grateful that that's what God's like? That he's Jesus, that he's loving, that he's caring, that he's gracious, that he's forgiving, that he's merciful. That's what our God's like. What a relief! What a relief that he isn't like a human being. Fickle and unfaithful and harsh and condemning. He is a good God. He is a gracious God. And therefore, because he is God, we are very grateful to him for who he is and what he does for us. The psalm does then go on to say, and he is good. So that's the second reason that we should be thankful, that God is good. That he is good in his nature, in his relationship with us, and his gracious gifts to us. I'm sure as you begin to think about the way he's dealt with you, you recognize that he is good. And the third reason was that we are his. That's really good news, isn't it? That we are his sheep, we're the sheep of his pasture, that he is our shepherd. You know, as a church, I seek to pasture you, but he is your shepherd. He is the one that has led you through your lives to this point. I'm just his under-shepherd. He's the one who is leading and guiding you, the one who has watched over you and has been faithful to you throughout your lives. You are his. Are you thankful for that? Are you thankful that not only is God good and a gracious God, but that he knows you by name and that he has called you to be his very own because you're precious in his sight? You're loved. He loves you so much that he gave his own son for you. This is the God who says, you are mine. He says, I've written your name on the palm of my hand. He knows you and loves you completely. So these are the reasons that the psalm gives us that we should be thankful. And that, of course, comes out in some of these ways that we've expressed here. But it's perhaps asking us to go a bit deeper. A bit deeper to say, when these things don't happen, we have still got reasons to be thankful. When everything seems to fall away and everything seems to go wrong, God is still God, he is still good, and you are still his. When you lose those things that are most precious to you, or you're put into difficult situations, he is still God, he is still good, and you are still his. And therefore we should be thankful. So this is a sort of thankfulness that isn't about bubbling over with giggling glee, but a thankfulness that comes from deeper down than that, that is more deeply rooted in the way things are and who we are and who God is. So his faithfulness continues in this generation. How have we experienced that in the past year? How have you experienced that in this past year? That God is God. That he is the one who is Lord over your life. How have you experienced that in this past year? Have you experienced God's goodness in this last year? Maybe you've just seen it as the way things are, but as you reflect now, you recognize that actually that was because of God's goodness, that he protected you in that situation, that he opened that door for you, that he led the way. Have you experienced belonging to him? I think one of the most precious things for me in belonging to God is that he disciplines those whom he loves. That when we're going wrong, the Lord speaks to us. And he tests our hearts. He brings that loving correction, doesn't he? Draws us back into the right way with him, knowing that we are his.